Our next guest is a close personal friend, but he spent a lot of years as a starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. When Dan Marino retired, the Dolphins had no idea what they were going to do. And they brought in a kid named Damon Heward, who was supposed to replace Dan Marino as the next starting quarterback of the Dolphins. And then all of a sudden, this Jewish kid from Long Island pops up. He had been in Philadelphia, Minnesota, a few other spots. And Dave Wanstead shocked the NFL world when he announced that, no, it's not going to be Heward. The next starting quarterback for the Dolphins is going to be Jay Fiedler. And all Jay did over the next 4 years was go 35-17 as a starter. And he's the last quarterback to win a playoff game for the Dolphins.
Wow.
And he's Jewish. And his family owns one of the great sleepaway camps in upstate New York. With that said, here he is, former Viking, Jaguar, Eagle, Dolphin, and Jets quarterback. Now, good buddy Jay Fiedler. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Sid. How's everything going? Happy Israel Independence Day to you.
Well, happy and the same to you. And this is a question I know you've been asked many, many times. Now, I worked with some of the guys that you played with down in Miami, some that made some, I'll be honest, I'm not going to name names, but anti-Semitic remarks when they talked about some of their days with you. Even though, again, you won nearly 70% of your games, you won a playoff game. What was it like playing quarterback in the NFL and being outwardly Jewish?
Well, look, to me, when I was out there, you know, I didn't want to designate myself as the Jewish quarterback and separate, myself from anyone else. That being said, I didn't hide from it as well at all. And, I was certainly proud to say that, I was in the NFL and I was Jewish and one of the very few that, was able to make it there and attain that level of success. So, in terms of relationships and everything, in the locker room, I never felt any, type of anti-Semitism. There wasn't a, we had some great relationships with guys. I don't know if anyone would be outwardly that way with me. And, maybe they've, said something to you in hindsight looking back or whatever. But I never felt that, within the organization or with anyone around, the league that I dealt with.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. Jay Fiedler on the Bernie and Sid show. Great quarterback from the NFL. Hey, Jay, have you ever been to Israel or do you plan to go? And by the way, happy Israel Independence Day from me. But have you been
to
the Promised Land?
I have been. And, I actually went a few years ago right after I got married. My wife, Molly's a huge Israeli supporter, and she had been to Israel probably 25, 30 times in her lifetime, and wanted to make sure that my first visit was going to be a great one. And we went and I had such a wonderful time. I mean, what a great country it is. We went to Tel Aviv, we went to Jerusalem, did some tours around the Holy City, down to the Dead Sea. Swam in there, floated in in the waters there. So it was just a wonderful trip. We did some tours up in the North Country as well. So, we saw everything from Jerusalem north. I didn't, we didn't venture south at all, but that'll be saved for the next trip out.
Jay Fiedler, former big-time quarterback for the Dolphins, also played in Minnesota, Jacksonville, the Eagles, and played with the Jets. We'll get to that story in a second. I remember this movie when I was growing up. It was School Ties. And this was a movie that had a very young, handsome, he was red hot at the time, Brendan Fraser. Remember this movie?
Yeah.
He went to like this academy. He became the starting quarterback. He became friendly with all the teammates. And Matt Damon was like his first movie ever. And Matt Damon becomes his best friend. And then Matt Damon finds out that Brendan's going to be the quarterback and not him. And he gets jealous. And then he finds out that Brendan is Jewish. And the next thing you know, the whole team is insulting Frazier with Jewish insults. I always think about you, even though you say you're staying in Miami and all that stuff wasn't bad and no one really said stuff to you. But that movie reminds me of you.
Well, yeah, there are certain similarities. Certainly, you know, I didn't hide the fact that I was Jewish. You know, when I played, and you know, that was part of the movie that you know, Brendan Fraser's character, you know, tried to keep it secret, and then they found out, and you know, but again, like I said, you know, my relationships, you know, that I had with teammates, with you know, coaches, and everyone. You know, they were great relationships, and you know, I could even go back to my rookie seasons in Philadelphia, and you know, I was in the locker room that, you know, certainly had a big impact from Reggie White, you know, the minister of defense, and he was a minister of defense not because you know, just because he was an amazing defensive player, but he was also an actual minister and a born again Christian. You know, he had a lot of influence in the people in that locker room. Now, he wasn't there when I got there. He had just left a year or two before to Green Bay. But, you know, there was certainly a big, you know, born-again Christian community that Randall Cunningham was, you know, involved in, and a lot of other teammates. But, you know, what I found interesting was that all of those guys, as much as they, you know, would try and push a little bit and get me to come to Bible study, they had a very keen interest in Judaism as well and wanted to learn about, you know, our traditions and our, you know, holidays and everything there. So I thought there were, you know, there were just some great conversations that I had with teammates, helping to educate them about Judaism, because a lot of them, you know, grew up and went through life without even knowing a Jew.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was, you know, fun and interesting to me to, you know, help open their eyes and you know, introduce them to, you know, what a great community, you know, I am a part of.
Yes, some of these born-again, all of the born-again Christians are some of the most die-hard Zionists you can find out there, celebrating Israel Independence Day on the Bernie and Sid Show on 77 WABC with former NFL quarterback Jay Fiedler. Jay, you run the Sports Academy at Brookwood Camps, a bunch of camps upstate, great camps. You had to close. You couldn't open last summer because of the pandemic. Yep. What's it looking like this year?
It's looking great. We can't wait to get back up and have our kids and our staff you know, back up at camp this summer. You know, we're playing catch up, you know, from being closed last year. But, you know, I don't think we've ever had as busy in April, you know, March and April as we've had, you know, these past few weeks. You know, I think people are finally realizing that the summer is coming up and everyone's been locked up for a year and a half now. And parents need a break. Kids need to get outside and socialize some more. So, you know, the interest that's coming out right now is tremendous. And, you know, we're that's looking good. Forward to having a full camp and, you know, we're filling up fast and can't wait to get back up there.
Well, not because I love your late father, Kenny, and your mother and your brother, Scott, who's a, you know, he's always a pain in the ass. He's always accusing me of trying to big time him. I love him to death. And I love you, of course, and Molly.
I'm surprised he's not calling in right now.
I know. Why didn't you have me on? I know my brother played in the NFL. But in all seriousness, my daughter Ava went to that camp, and it was the best summer of her life. It's up in Glen Spain, New York, about 20 minutes from my mom's house in Monticello. And what Jay does is he'll bring up actual athletes, like during the football session, Chris Chambers, a great receiver for the Dolphins, Leo Mazzoni, pitching coach Atlanta Braves. These are the types of folks he has a broadcasting camp, brings up folks like Adam Schefter and all those types of guys. So it's a wonderful camp, Brookwood Camps. Check it out. That's who you should send your kid, this summer to Jay and Scott Fiedler and Brookwood Camps. It is great to talk to you. Thank you for celebrating with us, Jay, and thank you for your continued beautiful friendship. You the man.
Yeah, shalom.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sid. Bernie, thank you very much. And, you know, again, anyone interested in learning more about the camp, they could go to our website, brookwoodcamps.com.
Brookwoodcamps.com.